More seriously, I'm pleased that the Secretariat have prepared this for us. Hopefully you're finding the papers for this item easy to follow and logical in terms of the choices that they've made. It was noted at ITC again that this working party had already done some of the actions being asked of it. I remember turning to Alex at that moment and saying, does that mean we've done everything? It's like, no, there's no apologies that we've still got to do some of this stuff. But yes, more seriously, we have a proposed decision. I'll read that out just so you've got it. The proposed decision is that Working Party 6 adopted the new rules of procedure as set out in ECE Trans WP6 2023-6 to align with those of the Inland Transport Committee. As such, it also adopted new terms of reference as set out in the same document that refer to these new rules of procedure. So you can see the proposal is to accept. So is there any questions, comments, or interventions on that topic? I'm not seeing anything. So thank you. I think we can take that item as concluded. Yes, obviously we would, it will get added to the provisional decisions that we will hopefully approve later in this meeting. So thank you very much. That moves us on from item 9 to item 10. So we are now picking up the pace, as they say. Item 10 relates to updates on ITC and its subsidiary bodies. So the ITC, being the Inland Transport Committee. And we got a few updates here, in particular on Sustainable Inland Transport Connectivity Indicators platform. We're going to have a call out on cycling data in particular coming up, and some bits on the UNEC climate change strategy. And we will, after that, return to MISO's items as well, as previously signposted. But Raul, you have the floor. Please take us through.